Welcome to Straight from the US, the first program in English of Widoubiz, the French media for entrepreneurs. I'm Aurélien Côté. And today I have the pleasure to host the person who is behind the digital marketing strategy of Microsoft France. Welcome to Sébastien Saint-Bert, who is the Chief Digital Marketing Officer at Microsoft France. Sébastien, thanks for being there today. Before discussing how you started your career in one of the most famous American companies, Microsoft, I would like to begin with your study in the US at Wisconsin's Eau Claire. So, what was the biggest difference you saw between the French and the American system during the study? What was the best part in the US and what was the best part in France? What you were missing there?
Hi, Aaron. Thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss and exchange with you on Widoubiz. I got the opportunity to spend a fall semester at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire in 1997. It was back in the 20th century. And I got a grant to go there. And basically, I'd already been in the States, like doing like exchange family programs. I also did 2 months in Bentley College, Boston to practice some English and write English kind of thing. I didn't know why I'm going to discover in Wisconsin, okay, I didn't know this place and this kind of thing. And I can tell it was one of my best, really one of my best educational experience I had in all my educational program experience. And to answer your question, like what are the key differences between the French and the American educational system? I think that one of the difference that surprised me the most is that you are ranked, of course, you receive some grades, A, B, C, this kind of thing, but you also give some grades and you rank your teachers.
Oh, you so, had that at your university? You grade your teacher to...
Absolutely. So it's kind of a win-win situation. They are tough. Like they push you to study hard, but also they try to improve themselves in the way to teach. And they are very, very, I would say, careful about all the feedback provided by students. I've never seen this in France, never.
Do you have the impression that it's because you, in the US, you pay your study, so in a way you are a client?
I don't know, actually, because I got a grant and I am super lucky enough to pay only 1,500 euros.
Ah.
So it was...
But in a way, the grants helped you to pay your study there. So what I mean by that is, the French system, everything is free for the educational part. And in the US, it's different. So you pay your study. So in a way, you're in a position as a client to request more services from your professors. So that's why maybe also you... it's just a question.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't think there is a correlation.
Okay.
Because in many American companies, not all of them, because I don't know all of them.
No, you know.
But I think it's a question of state of mind. For instance, as a manager, you give some notifications, some evaluations to your reports. On the other hand, you are also evaluated by your reports.
Yeah.
Because in two directions. So for me, it's more kind of a question of a state of mind to improve at best things. I don't know, like it's a super top, like it's the best model, but it's a super interesting model. And for me, it was a kind of a big difference. And I really like to see this kind of thing.
So that's why you went straight to work for American company?
That's not why, but basically my studies at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire were kind of an access card to two things.
Okay.
First, my first internship at Microsoft. And second, the fact that I really wanted to work in the field of integrated marketing and communication and in the digital industry. And basically, two reasons for this. In 1997, the beginning of the bubble.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
All the startups going everywhere and the technology spreading all over through the internet networks. like a few months later was the beginning of Google, for instance, like the very half beta.
Oh yeah, it's true. When you think about that, it was like 10 years ago.
Like in my dorms, there was like we all had access to terminal services, to Office, Excel, to all the schedules of our classes. We were able to see all the modules we select, and said to myself, like in 1997, when I arrived, I created my own email and like my own system to access my information, all this kind of thing. And I said to myself, wow, there is a huge potential underlying these digital things coming on. And I am really a kind of a geeky person. I'm fond of computing, all that kind of thing. I said to myself, wow, this is something I'd like to work. I combine marketing, communication, and digital. About integrated marketing communication also, and I think it's in relation with the difference between France and the US. I got this class led by a teacher called Chuck Tomkovitz, one of the person that really I remember a lot. I believe it's really in the educational American system, it helps to gain confidence, and they teach to you and they exchange to you as if you were a professional. And I will always remember when I ended this class, this teacher told me, hey, Sebastian, now you're a real professional. You can go on and you'll make great. And I think he was saying this kind of thing to other students as well. But it gives you confidence. And if you deserve an A, you got an A. In France, if you deserve a 20 out of 20, you got 18, 17 out of 20.
Yeah,
there is always some, you know.
Some gap, but it's so now let's talk about your career, because after graduating like more than 10 years ago now, you started your career at Microsoft. And tell us more about your path from the beginning at Microsoft to now your amazing position.
Amazing.
It's impressive.
It's a super motivating and passionate position. Yeah. So when I came back from the States and I did my first internship, there was all these things coming on around digital. And my responsible at the time, a manager at the time, said to me, hey, you really like digital. If you just try to follow up in this field, and if you see some like trainings around it, just go and do it. And I found the first specialized MBA on online marketing and online commerce. It was set up in 1998, actually.
Wow.
At the Paul Léonard de Vinci, La Défense.
French university.
A French university. And basically, 15 years later, it is the first specialized MBA in this field, like the ranked number one in France.
Wow.
So it was quite nice. Kind of a pioneer in this.
But yeah, I didn't know that.
And after I graduate from this specialized MBA, I was lucky enough to have a position at Microsoft as an online marketing specialist. Basically, I was in charge to create some traffic and customer acquisition on Microsoft.com.
I didn't know that Microsoft had already back in time this mentality to try to drive some traffic on a
website. Started in 1996, like this. And around that time, 1999, 2000, the idea was to try to acquire
as many
visitors as possible and emails on an opt-in base in order to create customer proximity through newsletters, through emailing sending, and also to try to have kind of a real editorial structure on through the Microsoft.com homepage, which was kind of a major entry point at this time. Still
a challenge.
And so I began to manage the homepage, to create some partnerships in the B2C and B2B field. For instance, we did lots of things around with the music industry.
Really?
Yeah, to create some traffic, and it worked pretty well. And I think in 2000, 2001 were the top three website in France. It was once the first as well once.
No way.
My second position then was to a bit broader. We began to set up some online CRM system, the first webcast approach, and it was kind of the early start of operating model around online advertising, working with agencies to market our product like Office or Windows, this kind of thing, and try to have some standardized process and to be more professional in doing online advertising. And then after being like online marketing specialist and then online CRM manager, I became more, more a generalist. I became an integrated marketing and communication manager in charge of above the line and below the line B2C and B2B operations for about 4 years. And then I became business-to-business Marcom director, marketing communication director, for about 4 or 5 years, something like 4 years. And in 2012, I became digital chief marketing officer of Microsoft in France.
Okay, because it's true that for my part, and I'm pretty sure many of our listeners don't know that Microsoft is also a real big digital company. It's not only software. Just to know more about digital, what is the main difference you can see as in the digital, what you are doing in France and in the US? Do you have the impression that the US is different, how they run their digital there, or it's nearly the same in France, or do we have differences?
Do you mean at Microsoft level or in general?
In general, like the digital world. Because I can imagine that you at Microsoft is going to be more or less the same in the different company, your competitors or partners. So just to see, what do you think about the digital in France?
I think that in the end, there is only one thing that matters, and the same if it's in the US, in France, or in China. It's being obsessed by the customer and to deliver to customer the best experience as possible, either in B2C or B2B field. And I believe it's the same either in the States, in France, or anywhere else. So, and in the end, you still have to manage websites with a content management system. You still have to generate some traffic, to run some campaigns, to ensure maximum security, especially when you're a famous brand like
Microsoft.
Things happening. So you need to be secure. To be sure you ensure like I would say a website that remains intact at best, and to respect at best of the best of the very best customer data integrity, customer privacy, all this kind of thing. And according to me, all digital marketing manager and any place in the world, in companies, startup as well, included, need to comply to this kind of thing or to work on this kind of thing. So I don't see major differences. Maybe my comment is more on a general standpoint about like organizational approaches in companies between the States and France.
Okay, so just to know more about digital, do you have the impression that it's tougher and tougher to get traffic? What I mean by this is like you have now so many websites, social media and everything. People are switching from one to one very easily like this. And do you have the impression that it was easier 10 years ago than now? Because people are more solicited by other website or...
It's much more interesting today sometimes. I'm going to tell you why.
I like that.
Much, much more. Of course, we are under absolute digital media proliferation, like so many different type of channels. This is why we're in a field of engineering communications. And we need to work with creative technologists. We need to work with content specialists, with UX specialists, and to combine all of these things to create some services, some experiences that are different compared to your competitors, kind of thing. So it's much more changing, and sky is the limit. You can do like through like all the cloud possibilities, through the, all the frameworks possibilities, you can do like anything you want. So it's absolutely super amazingly interesting what we can do. And what I wanted to say as well is that it makes you humble. It makes you humble because there is no one single good answer. There are several answers and possibilities. We are in a permanent test and learn and scale approach. We test and learn and we scale. We fail, and then we succeed, and we get over. And
so, in a way, you are an entrepreneur at the end of the day.
I would say so. An entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's an entrepreneur.
That's a good word. I do agree with you.
An entrepreneur, and also one thing. I like to mention what my favorite guru at the time, and I guess he's kind of the guru for the people in the digital industry, it's Brian Sulis, what the future of business. I think we live in a super interesting period because, like, now the entire society is evolving, changing.
Yes.
Under digital prism. We got into this era of digital Darwinism, as described in What's the Future of Business book from Brian Sulis. He has his own definition, and according to me, like, this digital Darwinism period is in relation with the fact that it's not the biggest company with the largest revenue which survive.
Yeah.
It's the companies that are able to adapt themselves at best to new usages or to create new experiences that makes difference. This is why, like, we're in a field industry, I really like this position because we can create all these kind of things.
So it's going to be my last question before the end of the interview. Is like, what do you think is going to be the next key feature that you are working on or you see but is not there yet in the digital world?
I'm going to do kind of
a joker?
No, not a joker. A general answer and a more accurate answer in relation to our product, Microsoft. In coming years, I believe, and
it's a belief.
I may be super wrong because it's impossible to predict what's going to happen, but it's going to be something in between what was described in the Singularity book from Ray Kurzweil.
Okay.
Like, we're going to move to enhance humans in some ways through other technology and digital things in the 10 to 20 to 30 coming years.
Yeah.
And a combination with what was described by Jeremy Rifkin in the Third Industrial World, where we're going to produce and consume energy with the help of the internet and how the way the internet is architected. So it's going to be a cross between these kind of mega trends. And second, at Microsoft level, I believe that existing features and coming features are in relation with many things, but there is one what I like to describe is called Cortana. And Cortana is an assistant, a digital assistant based on machine learning. Ah. And it can anticipate, predict, help you on a day-to-day basis, on your day-to-day personal life and professional life. And you will see many, many things coming on through Cortana and on your Windows Phone. Mm-hmm.
So that means Cortana is a virtual personal assistant who's going to be able to answer more and more of your questions.
To help you. It's going to be also something that you will not only see on your Windows Phone, but on any type of
device.
Of screen.
Okay, so that's going to be the word of the end. Let's check how is Cortana. I hope it's going to be also a man for the woman who's going to use the window phone or other devices. So anyway, thank you, Sébastien, for being there today. Hope to see everything, the new feature in the future. It was Aurélien Côté.